no punch. I just mean we're working hard.
Name that. Look,
nighttime with my locs on. 600 bands with them foes on. Been through everything, but I've rolled on. And I ain't never quit or take no loans. And I'm proud of that. Back to the wall, I was so stoned. Self-made nigga, I was so low. Hot up in the kitchen, I was so stoned. But nigga couldn't tell me nothing, I was so rogue. I had ARs, fofos, Alpinas on low pros. Brought K's with us and cop phase, nigga. And I used to get good grades, nigga. Mama paid the bills but couldn't save, nigga. So we couldn't ask for no J's, nigga. See, that's the type of shit changed, nigga. Now from the streets, you couldn't save, niggas. Only difference was we wasn't playing with it. Wasn't in it for the hoes or the fame, nigga. Swear to God, I couldn't buy a bag of Lay's, nigga. And I'd rather be a sinner than a shame, nigga. So like that. I rationalize it in my brain, nigga. Even if I was a victim to the game, it was better than living life as a slave, nigga. Be right back. Had to turn myself into a paid nigga. I did dirt cause I was climbing out the grave, nigga. To go straight and re-examine my ways, that was the concept. And now they telling me I'm next. But please, my nigga, don't take this out of context. All the nights I dealt with my stress, all the triple bunks where I slept, all the busted knuckles, all the smoking guns, and all the shit I did for my set. All my niggas is gone, they got stretched. But now your nigga is on, so don't fret. It's a marathon of success. So all my niggas that's home, we run laps. I got a flight tomorrow, I'm gonna catch. I got a presidential Rolex. I have my mind made up, got my grind game up. Now I thank the Lord, I'm so blessed. And it's nighttime, I got low song.
You never expected this.
600 bins with the foes on.
West side, my side.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. Y'all tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. Got some of the homies in the building. Goldie was good.
What's happening with it? What's happening with it?
You got to get all the way on the mic.
Good.
Yeah, everything.
Hey,
good.
Yo.
Got chew it. Pause. Look.
Hey. Yo.
Start already.
Already.
Man.
Here you go.
Whose man's is this? You got to get all the way up on the mic.
What? Chewy, what's good, man?
Nothing.
Same old.
Same old.
Introduce yourself, man.
My name is Chewy.
And what do you do, Chewy?
I'm like Tommy. I ain't got no job.
But he do everything. Well known.
Exactly. Well, did radio. On two marketing companies. I don't know. That's really it.
The Chewy takeover.
Yeah, a DJ for a couple of rappers.
Yeah.
From Casanova to Roscoe Dash to The Baby.
Yeah.
I worked with a couple of good people.
So you got a lot of things under your belt and still working.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also got Kennedy Meeks in the building.
Yes, sir.
What's good, Meeks?
Chilling, man. Laying
West
low.
West Side Legend.
Laying
West
low,
Side
man.
Legend, man. Charlotte.
Laying low.
Charlotte in the building, right?
You already know.
What all you do, for people who don't know, under a rock?
Professional basketball.
Yeah.
I was in Toronto for 1 year and then went to Japan for 2 years. And hopefully I'll be back here this year, so. That'd be pretty exciting.
Play for Carolina, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Y'all won a chip, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Was that your junior year?
My last year.
Oh, that was your last year? Oh, yeah. That was your senior year.
Yep.
That's the big bang out.
I'm telling you, man.
Big records.
Yeah.
Big records.
Big records.
That was the best way to leave. Yeah.
The redemption year.
Yeah. How does that feel coming up in Charlotte? You from the West Side, right?
Yep.
And then you go to Carolina?
Yeah. It was a culture shock.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I adjusted well.
As far as what? How's it the culture shock?
I mean, as far as just like the differences, stuff I wasn't used to, I mean, getting free food or, you know what I'm saying, those type of things. So
you do get all the perks of being a basketball player.
Oh, definitely.
You didn't see how much he weighed?
Yeah.
He was eating a lot for free.
Yeah.
For the free.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is it true, like, y'all get all type? What about with the grades and stuff? Where y'all really have So that's a misconception.
My family don't play that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bro, I earned them grade.
Huh?
Yeah. He earned them grades.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
Figured that.
His mama don't play.
I had a rough like year and a half though, like when I first got there. But after that, it was pretty.
I think
cool.
That's like the transitional year, like going from being on your everyday struggle to being somewhere that it's like everywhere you go, people are in front of your face.
Yeah, that, man.
We've just seen his growth as a man.
Pause.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's wild.
He wasn't even like that.
Nah, he wasn't even like that.
The shot back.
All right. I see how this is about to go. We're about to get real ignorant real soon. Yeah. Don't worry. All
right. So you came from Jersey, right, Chewy? How long have you been out here?
Chewy told me I moved a lot, bro.
Oh, really?
I moved a lot. I was born in New York. I was born in Harlem, but raised in the Bronx and Co-op City. Then my first 5 years of life. Then came down to Charlotte.
moved here for 5 years.
Yeah.
Moved to Jersey, yeah. Newark, stayed there for 6 years, and been down here, I think, like, at least 17 years.
Oh, yeah, so he's moving around. Yeah. In Co-op City, I grew up on Fordham Road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ash Lou.
Man, he's from Charlotte, man.
So, I mean, I'm from Charlotte, too.
Yeah. It's not where you're from, it's where you're at, yeah. And you know what I mean? Like, Charlotte definitely helped mold me, so.
For sure. Like, I moved here in 10th grade, but, like, I feel like a Charlotte nigga now. Like, I've been here so long. It's like.
Yeah, it's home.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. East side with Goldie.
East side.
Yeah.
Hey, how long y'all known Goldie?
I known Goldie maybe about, I'd say maybe about 3 years now.
Oh, so they don't know the Goldie.
Nah.
Not the back in the day.
They don't know to grow up.
We don't know the country ass Goldie.
Oh, nah.
We don't know that.
Eating raccoons and shit.
We don't know that one. But, nah, man, yeah. Goldie has always been, like, real loyal to us. Like,
that's definition.
You know what I mean? Like, he's definitely been there. Yeah. Whether it's kids' birthday, at least for me.
No, definitely for me. Because whenever I need a haircut.
Yeah.
You know, Goldie, my man. You just call him.
At all times.
All the rappers come to town. Yo, you got barber?
I got no matter the time or night.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
He'll pull up. If you don't call his phone, he going to pick up. Cuz, where you at? I'm like, nigga.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm just calling to say what's up, man.
Absolutely.
I done called him one time. We was getting off a plane. I had a show.
Yeah.
And I had him pull up to the venue. And I was like, I'm not going on stage until I get here. Maybe it's a diva moment of mine.
That was Sammy.
But it happens. Especially if you got somebody that you know is going to pull up.
Yeah. I was looking rough.
But I mean, go back to the family aspect though. Like,
yeah.
How y'all know each other? Just through.
I known this man since.
Yeah, since I was 15.
15.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's always been like
going on 10 years.
I thought it was just through the celebrity.
No. This is way deeper than some.
He the first person to introduce me to the club for real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
I feel bad.
Young boy, too.
But I had to protect him. So it was like. It wasn't one of those, like, oh, I'm going to take you out. It was like,
all
right, bro, you're out, but let me help put you under the wing and let you see, you know, everybody's not your friend. All these girls around you, they're not around you for the right reasons. And
he's
seen it throughout my own personal development growth, and he been there when I'm going through bad breakups.
It's family, calling. For real.
Like, it ain't no...
And that's what a lot of us need, you feel me?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I try to reach out to more than just anybody. You feel what I'm saying? Like, anybody I can help out. Like, a lot of people don't want to give you that knowledge that you need.
It's definitely like a lot of love right there on the strength. Like, you know, we just want to both see each other do well. Same way I saw potential in him playing ball, he saw potential in me having a career. And really... When a lot of people flaked, he never flaked. He always been like, yo, bro, this look crazy. I'm like, give me a minute.
Yeah.
Let's see how it works. Because
you would disappear and then come back right back on top. Like,
I'm doing that now. You know what I mean? Just plotting the next moves. I feel like I made a lot of great moves now. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've been able to travel to Dubai just off
I seen that, bro. Yeah. I'm like, this nigga's in Dubai.
It's a blessing right there.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And coming from where we from, you might as well say I'm from the West Side with 935.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what
I
mean? So it was definitely like, I got your back, you got my back. Like, my daughter acknowledged him as an uncle.
Yeah.
My daughter named after him.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He was the first person to call me when my daughter was born. He was like...
Yeah, his daughter named Kennedy, too.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah, that's hard.
Matter of fact, even with Goldie, like, I've been doing this podcast. Oh, matter of fact, this is the one-year episode, so cheers to that. Matter of fact,
Mary's
Drinks and Chill.
Absolutely,
one-year anniversary.
Boom.
Yeah, so Goldie, he's like, man, you know, you need to fuck with Chewy, Meeks, and he's like, I can pull him up if you need me to. I'm like, nigga, say your word. The crazy thing is, I always see you out. You know what I'm saying?
Only
like,
one person could get me to do that.
Yeah, but, you know, so many niggas would be like, yo, I could get this person here. I get this person. And then they never... He called me, like, 2 days later, like, yo, we coming through.
Yeah.
I'm like... And I called you how many times throughout the week? I'm like, you sure? Because I don't have
about
a guest locked in.
Times,
Yeah,
because people flake. You know, you probably know how it goes.
Yeah, I
people flake.
Me too.
He said, I flake.
I'll be like, yeah, I'm coming. Be like, man, I forgot all about it, man. I went to sleep.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, with Charlotte, you know how the Charlotte scene is, like, the local cats or whatever. I don't know, you just feel like they bigger than what they are.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like when I seen you around plenty of times, I'm sure, and then I didn't want to just hit you up and be like, yo, pull up. And then sometimes you hit up a nigga who's in
get
the
weird.
City. Yeah, and it get weird. And then it's like, now when I see you, I don't even want to talk to you. Yeah. Like, but I definitely appreciate y'all niggas for pulling up, man. I appreciate that, for real.
No doubt.
So being in the media, right, we get a lot of misinformation.
Yeah.
So how do you deal with misinformation when you get it? Like, do you just report on what you have at the moment, or like how do you?
Well, in my opinion with that, it's either you're a consumer or a distributor.
Break that down.
Meaning that you either taking in something or you're telling something. So nine times out of ten, especially with someone like me that I had to learn multiple times, because I didn't go to school for radio. Radio just...
Oh, really?
No, I've never went to school for radio. I got a degree in sports entertainment event management.
So how the hell did you get in radio?
I went to school for sports entertainment event management. Yeah. My concentration was event management, and I just loved the fascination of having a whole bunch of people together, the structure organized, and, you know, how many doors do I need to make my capacity go up, or how many security guards do I have to have in a building per person? That's what I fell in love with, the nightclub aspect. Right. But my gift was talking on the microphone.
I don't think people understand, like, he got the voice for it, you know what I mean? Like,
as soon as you hear him, you know
distinct.
Who he is.
Yeah, it's definitely, you pick up on it.
That's a fact.
That's what they were like, yo, we got to teach you radio. At the time, I was still going to school, working at Costco.
They'll
tell you I was working at Costco pushing shopping carts.
On the mic at the club.
On the mic at the club that night.
As soon as you hear him, you know who he is.
And I'll go to work every single day. I'll be like, yo, I'm gonna take off. Yeah. I'm going to take off. And they were like, all right, Matthew, you know. But then when I finally just went to
work. He took over.
I went to work and I said, I quit. And I was like, yeah, man, what's going to be the name of the radio show now? Shit, we're about to take over. Chewy Takeover. Yeah. That's how
That's definitely a brand in the city.
But as far as to answer the question, you just got to have credible sources. You got to know who is who that you're getting your information from to spread to the masses.
Right.
You know, you got to know, like, say, for instance, like a breaking news story.
Yeah.
It's so hard keeping up with a breaking news story, especially if you're confined in a room,
right,
like a radio room or a studio. You got to tell people. Because you got to know the actual facts. You can't be like, oh, well, there's a shooting in North Lake Mall. And
you're live when you're doing it, right? It's not like pre-recorded.
Oh, yeah. No, I do nothing pre-recorded. That's why I made so many mistakes. But, you know, it made me a better person. But you just got to know the news. I'm pretty sure you got to see it with Kennedy. Everybody has misconceptions because the person telling it is not educated well enough. And that's the biggest problem with media, but it gets salacious with black media, urban media. Mm. That's where it gets...
Black Twitter and all that.
Yeah, that's where it gets the most salacious because we're not scared to hold back our opinion as a culture, as a whole. We got to be like, that joint crazy.
Yeah.
We're trying to air them out on Twitter. So
That's
where...
Without the facts.
Yeah, you only hear a part of a story. And
And it just takes off like wildfire.
Yeah.
So what about being in sports? Meeks, like, have you ever had to deal with media to where they just...
I mean, yeah, of course. I just feel like the media just knows how to cross the line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And as an athlete, you got to know what to say and when to say it.
Yeah.
How to say stuff off camera and communicate with the media. I think that's the biggest thing, getting to know those guys. Because when they see that you're an actual good person, then they respect you and they... understand not to cross that line. So I'll say that's the biggest thing. But once you and the media have that connection, it's easy.
So they won't play with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Chewy got his gun off safety right now. He can't wait to fire.
Yeah, absolutely, though,
Yeah. So, like, all right, so do they prep y'all for that, or is that something you learn on the fly?
Well, I mean, my family was pretty good
as
far as teaching me how to address the media and being respectful and looking people in their eyes and those type of things.
Yeah.
So when I got to college, it was pretty easy. Of course, we had like little seminars and stuff to show you how to.
Oh, really? They prepped you? Yeah, absolutely.
Especially in my school. I don't know about other people's school, but Coach Williams definitely prepped us.
Why are you pointing at me when you talk about schools? I didn't go to no damn Chapel Hill, man.
Are you a Duke fan?
Huh?
Are you a Duke fan?
No.
Hell no.
I was about to say. Wait, are you?
No.
Hell no.
Say, we could have cut the camera.
Shout out to my guy Seth and Tyler Thornton, though. You know, I grew up with Seth, so I like Duke because it's Seth.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's no Duke he's trying.
You don't fuck with Duke over there, do you, Seth? All right, cool. Just making sure.
Nah, he do for real.
Nah, he don't. He's a straight cat. I'm just fucking with him. That's what's up. Goldie, this nigga drinking.
Yes, I am. I surely am.
So, you just got to know these guys through. Cutting?
Yeah, man. It's crazy because Chewy pulled up at the shop one day and shout out to Big Bro Rashad. He was cutting him. And it was crazy because Shad told me, he was like, man, you're going to wind up cutting Chewy. I said, how am I going to wind up cutting Chewy? And it just wound up that day one night. Yeah. He got off work late. And he was like, bro, I need a cut. He called the shop phone. And I was still in the shop.
That's real talk right there.
Oh, word?
I pulled up. Yeah. Like, I was like, I put it on Instagram, and I was like, yo, man, I need, who's the best barber? Yeah. What's the best barber shop? And they, Shad actually wrote me, and a couple other people was like, franchise. And at the time, I was like, damn, all right. Because I got tired of being, you know, when you get a certain stature, people are like, oh, yeah, that number, $100. Yeah. You're like, yo, what?
Yeah.
Nah, nigga, I saw you on YouTube.
Especially the house calls.
The house calls I can understand, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like going to the shop.
Oh, yeah?
I don't like going to the shop.
I only rock with house calls.
I hate going to the shop.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Everybody got an opinion in the shop. Yeah. I hate.
And then niggas probably bother y'all while y'all in there too, right? Like,
I mean, not at his joint.
Not at his. I had some moments.
It's been times where I've been in a barbershop and like it gets a little aggravating. You know what I mean? But like over there, it's cool.
He takes care of you because he just gotta look at everybody and just be like, because they got their own rapport within them. So it's not no like, oh, I'm bigger dog. They're just like, all right.
Everybody share the love.
It ain't no like bad love, but it's just, you know, it's a group of men gathering, and as much as I don't like going out, I got a lot of love for everybody in that shop because they are genuinely all of them.
But you be in touch with the city, like you'll see Chewy anywhere,
bro. Chewy came to the shop one day, bro. No lie, and did the Casanova interview with us. Like,
oh yeah,
Chewy
yeah.
called me and was like, "Yo, where you at?" I said, "I'm at the shop." He said, "All right, I'm about to pull up with Casanova." With who? Casanova. I said, all right. See, we start kicking things at the shop. Get out. Get out. And he wound up doing a whole live radio show.
Oh, yeah?
So in other words, if you need your haircut or your hairline crooked, because my goatee be.
Definitely come holler at me, you know what I'm saying? 7146.
Nah, if you got a crooked hairline, go holler at goatee. You know what I mean?
I got bad problems. Out, right?
Yeah.
I got bad problems. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up.
So, have you ever had an interview go bad with somebody based off like misinformation that you had?
No.
Nah?
No. Cause I tend, like I said, I'm gonna get the facts before I say something.
Mm.
We're trained in radio. Like the way I got trained was, you know, before you say anything, know your facts. Like that way if you get sued, cause you could get sued.
Oh, true.
You could get sued for anything, but in the media world, you could definitely get sued for misinformation. It's called defamation of character.
True.
So, like, if you spread something on someone, like, if I was to be like, oh, Kenny Meeks was caught in a gay club.
Yeah. Damn, he went sideways.
Never that.
He could be like this. He could honestly be like, yo, nah, you try to take away value from my name, and you did it for monetization.
Yeah.
So, you know, that can be...
Right.
An undisclosed amount.
Yeah, like they'll shut your whole operation down. So you just know, like, don't do that.
Yeah.
But I did have almost a fight in the studio.
Straight up?
Yeah, T.I. and Kevin Gates.
Wait, you almost fought both of them?
No, they were about to fight each other.
T.I. and Kevin Gates?
Yeah, nobody knows about that.
He about to break some shit on measuring.
Breaking news.
I just gave you a bombshell. Yeah, man. They were definitely about to fight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's crazy because they haven't.
It's recorded. It's recorded. They asked us not to release it, but each camp has their own camera views of it. They just never released it.
What the fuck could they beef about?
I was about to just know you will never see T.I. and Kevin Gates in the same
film. Well, I think people know that, though.
I had no clue. I never heard about it.
Because T.I. said some...
Okay, what do you think it's about?
What did he say? Hold on.
I just want to see, like, what do people think it's about?
Because so he doesn't know? Like, you never told him?
No.
I don't know. This is my first time hearing about it. But I know that they beefing.
This is the first time I've even talked about it.
Yeah,
I know that they beefing.
Breaking news.
But let's see if we can think. What would be the topic? This perfect example of what we're talking
about. Probably over some features or something.
Some crazy shit Gates said.
That's what makes the most sense to me.
Something crazy that Gates said?
Yeah.
I don't think it's
I would think like some slick talk, like rapping, dissing or something. Like something, like a slick bar that got miscommunicated or something.
Mm. It's probably neither one of those.
The world may never know.
What would you think it was?
I think it's over like somebody act like they didn't want to do a feature or something.
Man, you know what it is. You know what make T.I.
I think T.I. I think
tiny man.
Bro, nah. I think it was T.I. I think T.I. big time Kevin Gage, bro.
Yeah, that might be.
He's a legend though, bro. What? Like,
but T.I. you know, man. Some humble shout shit like.
Nah, not all the time. I seen him cut up a couple
times.
Tip
gonna let you know he tip. Like, yeah. Don't get that twisted.
Don't take no bullshit.
Tip, hey. Yeah. There's a reason why he had them gun charges.
He the king of the South,
he the
for
king.
Sure.
That's the king. You don't talk bad about the king.
You think T.I., if you had to, who's your top three from the South?
Ooh.
As far as like
just the,
our South or like Louisiana and all that?
Not the South.
Like Louisiana and everything?
Yeah, Louisiana,
oh,
Texas,
for sure.
All that.
Louisiana.
Yeah, Wayne,
thank
number
you.
One.
That's my number one.
T.I. number two. And
T.I.
for me,
two?
Growing up, I got to put Boosie in there. Just cause yeah. of,
that's a strong,
you know,
three.
That's a strong three.
Yeah. That's a real strong three. Huh?
What's your top three from
I'm
the South?
I'm unbiased in this point of view.
Nah, you gotta,
nah,
tell
you
us.
Gotta say something. Come on, man. It could change. It could change. Like next week, it might be
course.
Somebody else.
Mine
yeah.
change every day. But yeah. I don't know. Wayne, Drought 3 Wayne was just the man in the world.
Yeah.
I would have to go with, honestly, man, this got to throw a lot of people off. Jeezy. Jeezy was my number two. I listen to Jeezy all day.
Yeah, that's right.
He's in my fourth spot, brother.
Yeah.
Is he your fourth?
Yeah.
And I would say my third after that, man, truth be told, how I started being wild, that Flocka.
Oh, wow.
Flocka was
nobody ever brings him up in that. And the crazy thing is,
man,
he's got some
he's
shit.
He's a legend.
Definitely a legend.
Flocka was an era before Jeezy
took over.
Like when Flocka came on, oh, let's do it, first drop.
Yeah.
Ring along, no boys in town.
Yeah. Exactly.
You already gun knew sound. That would that was drill. Love that gun sound.
What about
gun
you, Goldie? What's your top three?
Top three growing up, definitely gonna be Wayne, Tip, and I'm gonna shock the world with this one. T-double-D.
Trick Daddy.
Trick Daddy Dollars.
That's not a bad three either.
Trick Daddy Dollars is my.
He
don't look like your
though.
Mic registering.
You say who what?
Your mic don't look like it's registered.
Oh, it's delayed. So
I was about to say, I've been looking at the levels.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
like,
I see.
My brother Mike not on.
My top three would be Wayne, Ross, Jeezy, T.I.
That's four.
Ross. Hey,
but I'm
four.
Saying, like, that would be the four. Like,
I'm going to tell you something,
that's a tie. Like, Jeezy and T.I., I go back and forth
nah.
with
them.
No?
Now, we ain't talking best ever now.
Nah, not best ever, but
we know who the GOAT is.
I'm going to let y'all know some notables y'all left off this down south list right quick. Y'all left 3,000. Plies. Y'all left Outkast. Yeah. Y'all left J. Cole. Y'all left T-Pain.
But it's a difference, though. Are we talking about trap or are we talking about lyrically?
Just your favorite. Like, when you say...
That's hard.
Oh, well, J. Cole's number one, man. From the South.
Really?
Lyrically, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
lyrically.
Sure.
I mean, like... As a rapper, for sure.
Yeah. I was about to say, because you listen to him all the time.
But I wasn't, I thought we were talking about some trap.
That's why he was asking you like earlier. He was like,
Lil Wayne better.
Than who?
Than J. Cole?
I would pick Lil Wayne. Like, my favorite, I think the best, the king
myself,
of the South to me is Lil Wayne.
So
hey, bro, I'm going to tell y'all something,
Lil
though.
Lil Wayne got it.
J. Cole, all platinum, no features, B.
I'm just also letting y'all know.
And I'm a Dreamville.
J. Cole writes. Lil Wayne freestyles, two different things. Like when you break the music down, they are
J. Cole
the best of
freestyle.
Each, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They're the best of each. Like J. Cole, arguably feel like
shout out.
He's the best writer.
I get that shout out to Luton, talking about Dreamville.
Oh, yeah. Luton. Hey,
sure.
Westside.
Yeah.
Bates Ford, my neighborhood,
sure.
baby. You already know.
Oh, speaking of Bates Ford, that misinformation, I seen you like having to correct some people about.
Yeah.
All right, so. A little while back, there was a big shooting that happened.
Crazy.
On Bates Ford.
Crazy.
It got ugly. Like,
well, you asked me questions the news asked, and I ain't answered them.
Now, but at this, I'm not going to say who did it, but at the rumors that were in the streets was that it was like a, like,
man,
like militia.
No.
It was militia. It was a setup.
Hell
it was a conspiracy theory.
Hell no.
And
it was niggas being niggas.
And that's what I see you right.
We got the chance because they were doing that the whole weekend. I was Juneteenth weekend.
Yeah.
And the first 2 days, police was out there. I think they had a little incident the night before the big shooting.
Yeah.
But the night of the big shooting, someone got hit by a car.
Yeah. Mm.
They were doing a slideshow. So
I've seen
it.
Yeah.
If people not familiar, that's where the cars come down the street.
Right.
Do donuts, burn out
tires. Somebody got hit?
And someone got hit.
Did they die?
That's why you saw the ambulance in the video.
They died?
I don't think they died. All right. But that's why everybody saw the ambulance come down the video.
Oh, yeah.
And come on, you, we on the West. Everybody got their cars, Hellcats, demons.
Yeah.
So you know everybody's strapped.
Facts.
So all it took, and
first of all, niggas in Charlotte are strapped at all
times.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. You can't move around Charlotte like that.
They really think it's sweet, bro.
They really do. But yeah, think about how many rappers came in here and found out the hard way that it's not sweet.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like, that happens. And then a lot of the times, it's not even public. Like, a lot of y'all favorite rappers have came in here and got beat up, robbed, all type of shit. And
I will tell y'all.
Not being able to go in the club.
I could tell you. I ain't going to say it because I don't want problems with everybody, but... I will tell you, I'm one of the hottest artists in the world.
Of the guest, not the views and opinions you hear are totally of the guest, not Mez Drinks and Chill.
One of the hottest artists in the world done got beat up and knocked out in the club.
Yeah.
And I will give y'all a hint. It was not the Baby or Stunner for Vegas. Mm. Nobody from Charlotte. They're not from Charlotte. They're actually from Atlanta. One of the biggest artists in the world.
A lot of Atlanta niggas.
Has been knocked out.
I've seen niggas with my own two eyes.
At the Breakfast Club. At the Breakfast Club. I will tell you, the club and everything got knocked out.
Night-night. You ever go night-night?
I think I was there that night.
I ain't gonna say who.
This was years ago, though.
This was years ago, before they even became who they were.
Night-night.
So some of y'all artists that be acting like assholes,
Charlotte is not the place. Like, Charlotte already got a chip on his shoulder.
Because
niggas come through here acting like Charlotte's just one of them hubs that you would come through, drop your music off, and keep it moving. Please don't do that.
Couple people won't come back to Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, but back to the misinformation thing. Was, how many people got shot that night?
Man, honestly, they said it came out that it was nine. And eight or nine.
A few people died, though.
One of the dudes that died actually was my neighbor, Maul.
I see Betty Grind was posting if I'm not mistaken. Shout out to Betty Grind.
Betty Grind would even tell
legend.
You.
Legend.
Like, Maul would call him because I didn't have no big homies at the time. I was just straight from Southside, got some money, having fun, wilding out. But, you know, Maul was really one of the dudes that lived in my building. He lived right above me. Yeah. Every time I didn't have nothing, he'd be like, yo, here you go. Whether it's ketchup or something now, something small.
Right.
But he was a girl dad.
Oh, yeah.
So when I first had my daughter, he was around. Like, so I'll ask him questions like him, Shorty Low, Bankroll Fresh. I would ask on like
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
To both of them.
Yeah, definitely. Both of them, yeah.
But I used to call Shorty Low all the time.
All three of them.
All three of them, you're right.
I used to call Shorty Low all the time because, you know, he got like nine baby moms.
Damn. Oh, yeah, they were supposed to do that show or something.
Yeah, Shorty Low got nine baby moms.
Yeah, they were.
That's who I used to call. I used to call Shorty Low. I promise you, all my homies would tell you, some of Shorty Low homies would tell you. I used to call him and just be like, yo, man, how do I deal with this baby mom situation? Da, da, da.
Yeah.
Who's better to ask than the man that got nine?
He's
going
to drop some jewels on
him. Yeah, man.
But Meeks, you said Betty Grind a legend. A lot of niggas don't give it up to him like he's supposed to.
Nah, he a legend.
Hell yeah.
He wanted them once.
Three.
Shout out to
Oh, that's my dog.
King Carter.
Yeah. Grandma.
Mofo.
Mr. 704.
Three, that's my dog.
That's the one who really be having.
Yeah.
Mr. 704 be about his business.
You really do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Dub. Just opened the store over. I was over there earlier.
I remember the first time I seen commercials for rappers, local rappers, was Betty Grind. Damn it, I'm fly. That shit used to come on back to back.
Damn it, I'm fly.
Yeah. He did it big for the city.
Oh, yeah.
Now the Baby took over pretty much. After they all opened doors, you know what I mean? He came through, and he's definitely holding it down.
Yeah.
All right, so what about, like, with misinformation? What did y'all hear when the Pop Smoke murder first happened?
I heard...
when it first happened.
Yeah, I heard that it was, like, he posted his address. I seen the video, and I guess you know how it is. Somebody screenshotted it, zoomed in, whatever. And then after he had that party that night, I guess they ran in there. But they said Pop Smoke was fighting back, though.
Yeah, from what I heard, he shot one of the dudes.
Yeah, absolutely,
What you heard, Chewy?
Man.
Oh, you probably have an inside connect out there.
See, here it go.
Chewy probably.
Chewy, how much can we get out to you today?
Dropping
bombs. I honestly looked at that situation and was like, man, I'm not surprised.
Have you ever met him?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all. Like, Cass had just got cool with him.
Oh, yeah,
there
was beefing.
There was a quote-unquote beef. And Cass is one of the most biggest hearts in the world. So he don't like beefing with nobody. He ain't trying to go to jail and risk his freedom.
Yeah, he did some time, too. I think he did like 7 or 8 or something.
That whole team, him, Crash, Jay, everybody
free
just
tax
like,
Stone too.
Yeah, they just like, yo, we don't wanna, we ain't risking our freedom no more. Like,
yeah,
it's all about business. Like cats don't move like that.
That's smart.
But when you seeing people move like that, it's like, all right, bro, I get it. There's always someone watching.
Always.
It's just a matter they gotta take risk or not. But there's always someone watching.
Goldie, what'd you hear when you first heard about? What was the first thing you heard?
Somebody from New York had called 911 for him.
Yeah,
that's crazy though.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. Like, that's but then the information.
It
the
was
first
a
thing
whole
I heard,
house full of people.
Yeah,
that's
but
crazy.
The first person that called 911 was,
and we still don't know the whole truth. The first thing I heard was that it was somebody like he had stole a Rolls Royce from some dude.
Yeah,
that's the first
mafia.
Thing I heard. Yeah,
but he confirmed. He said that's not what it was.
Like, yeah, and then come to find out, it was just he, like you said, he put his address up and niggas saw it, thought it was a sweet lick. Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's one thing that. You know,
but bro, they drove 45 minutes to
Dang,
go
that's
get
crazy.
That. Yeah, it's crazy. LA
it's like,
is ridiculous.
It's like, it's like, yo, that's why we moved away.
Yeah.
We got each other's back. Hey, if we even if we ain't come together, hey, bro, we making sure we all get to our cars safe.
Yeah, we leave the club before the lights come on.
Yeah,
that's
got
smart.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas like to stick around and
nah,
yeah.
the hell
I mean, granted, it's been a couple of times we did
of course,
it. But.
Oh, nah. Slip up here and
I'll
there.
Stay back for my money.
Yeah, because promoters start to act funny.
What'd that percentage of the bar do today?
Exactly. Yeah.
I'll wait
right
for that.
There.
Yeah,
right I'll wait there.
Off top. Mm-hmm. But what about with the Nipsey Hussle thing? What'd y'all hear? What's the first thing y'all heard? Rest in peace, Nip Hussle.
I mean,
we saw the video.
Yeah, but Nipsey Hussle was kind of like when Kobe died, dog. Honestly,
right,
like,
right.
Hell yeah.
Like, just the feeling, like, it felt like I, like, knew
lost
him personally.
Family,
like, granted, I met Kobe a couple times, but, like,
I want to tell
you.
Yeah,
you met Kobe before?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
When I was USA, when I was younger, playing, we was out in Vegas. And
that's when Blake Griffin did the dunk.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't even stretch, though.
Yeah, we met them out there. And
yeah.
I mean, I seen him play numerous times and in Charlotte, and I went to the locker room and all that stuff. But
yeah,
it was kind of the same thing, man. Just like you almost thought it was fake.
Hell
same thing with Chadwick Boseman. Like you
man.
Just think it's fake. Like,
oh yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, absolutely, rest in peace.
Damn.
Carolina legend, also.
Yeah,
so.
Yep, South Carolina.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Word.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
he's from,
he from Anderson.
Yeah,
yeah, he's from Anderson.
I know that.
He went to the same high school as Radio. Yeah, fun fact.
Word.
Yeah.
I was just on the phone with Charlamagne.
Shout out Radio. Rest
in
peace also.
I was just on the phone with Charlamagne on the way here.
Yeah.
The God.
Carolina legend also.
Carolina.
Definitely South Carolina.
I had a call in just time, man. Thank you, bro.
Yeah. Oh, he's looked out for you?
Nah, he never done nothing for me. Just thank you for what you done for the culture. Like,
oh, hell yeah.
You know what I mean? He's definitely been a pivotal player.
Yeah.
And knowing information, passing information.
Yeah.
And all the way down to the mental health. He just told me he's starting up his own mental health foundation.
That's dope.
So
he's been
him,
on that heavy.
Yeah, and I told him, I said, thank you for it. Because, you know, you got people like me who dealt with depression, anxiety, and all that stuff. So.
Yeah. I think
you see, what was that? Paul George just said he went through anxiety dealing with the bubble.
And someone
really?
Got to say something to Charles Barkley, man. You can't be bashing Paul George because he's saying, yo, I had to see a therapist. Like, bro, everybody ain't built like that.
That mental health ain't nothing to play with.
It's not. It's not a joke, man. People be taking that shit lightly.
Nah,
like, as black men, we grown. We were raised to act like, you know,
nothing's
just
wrong.
Nothing wrong with us. Shake it off.
Our emotions,
for
and
sure.
That goes back to earlier what we was talking about when you said you'd be helping Meeks going out, you know what I'm saying, or coming up, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's not a sign of weakness as a black man to help another black man.
Yeah.
Man, we were raised
like,
wrong
oh,
with
man.
A lot of that
people,
shit, though.
People used to crack jokes. They used to be like, man, why you always got candy? My other cousin, Ian. Why you always got Ian with you? Because I got to be the one.
Hell
that,
yeah.
If
nobody else gonna
they
do
got
it.
careers.
Yeah.
I got my own career. Like, my career is so screwed because I may get more publicity for being arrested for doing
Hell
something
yeah.
stupid than, yo, I just gave away 200 bikes to a school.
Yeah. That would never get as much traction
That's
as if you got a DUI.
Crazy. That's
if you got a DUI
crazy.
Today, be like,
much stuff
that should be everywhere.
For the schools, bro. Like, for real. Like, much stuff that goes down. That. Chewy and others. I mean, I know Kennedy took care of some stuff. Like, and it goes unnoticed. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's that miscommunication. That's something that don't go out into the media.
Now,
that's
do you post that kind of stuff? Do y'all when y'all give back to the communities? Do y'all post that type of shit or do y'all?
He ain't that tight.
He's not that what?
He ain't that tight to post like, I gave back.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, my family always live by to whom much is given, much is required.
That's a fact.
Or,
yeah.
And, like, that's one thing that I always kept in the back of my mind. So if I do something like that, like, I...
He does it from the heart. When we do something, we do it from the heart.
It ain't the light.
If I just post something, like, it'll be like me bringing someone like him or a rapper to the school. I'll post that because it's a form of promotion. But I don't look at the Lord's work that he asks us to do as something that should be praised upon. Nah, that should just be
like,
for your heart.
It's a thin line between that. Like, to me, like, if another celebrity sees you do something like that, I was like, oh, I could do that too. So that's the positives in it. But some people will look at that like, oh, he's doing that to show off. But it's like, that's not what it's for. Like,
well, they got to remember that a lot of people look at opportunity as, how can I monetize? Everything's how can I monetize? How can I monetize?
Yeah.
That's what everybody's mindset is. So that's why I tend to feel like I won't post, like, if I give a lady $20 on the street or if I help an old lady pack her groceries. That's just
who some people
we
are.
That's what we should
do. But it's all about having that good team around you, because if you had a good team, then you're going to do it regardless. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
that's true.
Especially, like, where we came from. Like, like it's really like that. So
and Charlotte don't get that spotlight like it needs to.
It's still developing. That's what I tend to believe. By the time it's all said and done, I feel like, you know what I mean, the work is just going to
speak. I mean, bro, we top 15 cities in America, though.
Say
that's
one
wild.
But say it one more time.
Yeah. Top 15.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a long way.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I remember when nobody wanted to live here.
Nobody. Yeah.
What made you come back? Because most people, after they, like, you're a Charlotte dude. Like, most of the time, people that was born and raised in Charlotte, they out.
Well, I mean, part of it is, like, just what I'm used to, you know what I mean?
Home
like
base.
I know what
he loves his mama.
I know where everything is. Like, I don't have to
he loves his mama.
I don't gotta, like, look over my back, cause, like, I don't you know
he
what
don't
I'm
move
saying?
Like that.
I don't move like that.
Everybody,
you know what I mean?
Everybody know him, like,
it's all love for real.
Yeah.
Opposed to, like, Los Angeles where
opportunity.
You know what I'm saying? I got plenty of friends there, but that's an opportunity.
I told a couple people you were coming through here. It's like, oh, he always around.
Yeah,
I'm like,
absolutely.
Damn, he's that accessible.
With the same people around him. I can tell you everybody who's going to be around him. Akil, Shakir, Dante, me.
Yeah.
So what keeps you from not being Hollywood? Because when you, as much as y'all have accomplished, I would expect y'all to be Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Just because of...
Like I said, man, like...
Oh, he keep him humble?
Like, I mean, all my friends have been my friends for 20-plus years, you know what I mean? Like, and that's real. Like, my immediate circle is five guys,
we
got to
check you.
And they keep it real with you?
Like,
absolutely.
Group texts be going crazy.
And they always going to ride for me.
Don't keep no yes men around?
Oh, yeah, nah.
That shit is the worst,
absolutely
bro.
Not.
And you can tell the type of dudes who got yes men around them.
Yeah. Flashing money and all that,
There's a difference between people that's helping you to help you get to a goal versus people that's just around to be around.
Absolutely.
These dudes right here, especially the quiet one.
Shout them out.
My boy,
Twin.
He
got a twin brother named Shakir. Yeah. You know, anytime you call him, it could be middle of night, day, it could be emergency. Yo, I'm landing. I got to be at the radio. All right, man, we got you. One of us got you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To have that and to know that, yo, they're not going to just be like... Yeah, nah, we ain't moving like that.
You would get me in the club, Jimmy.
Yeah, nah, it ain't even...
I need some tickets, Jimmy.
They don't even do that because it's like, if they with me, it's like,
yeah,
man, come on, we're going to every show together.
Yeah.
Like,
as long as I don't have to work, it's like, we going to that show. Like,
that's a fact,
because the people you come up with, you can't forget about. I remember we'll pass out flyers after the club.
Yeah?
That's how I started my first marketing company, passing out flyers.
Yeah, I remember them days when we had to pass
out flyers. We'll be out there in the rain... Snow, cold, hot, drunk people all in our faces. Man, take this. But when that night came,
hell yeah,
to turn up,
it makes sense. Yeah, you see it.
We was at 935 when the baby was coming through there with the baby Jesus posters. Yeah. You remember that was a time, bro.
Throwback,
it's a man.
Time. Yeah, I was the one who asked him to change his name.
Yeah. Straight up,
a lot of people don't know that.
From Baby Jesus to the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used to work for Arnold Taylor. Arnold Taylor is the CEO, co-CEO of
CMG.
South Coast Music Group. Yeah.
SMG.
I always stutter when I say South Coast Music Group because a lot of people don't know. South Coast Marketing Group was SCMG first. Arnold was one of the biggest marketers.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know about him until he popped up with the baby.
Yeah, no, do your background check. Arnold's
he a legend too.
Arnold is responsible for careers such as Future, Yo Gotti, Black Youngster, Moneybagg Yo,
yeah, he a
DJ
lad,
Khaled, definitely signing them to Epic Records, yeah. Signing them to.
And he's from Charlotte?
He is from Charlotte, most low key man.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Has a great family, great heart. Just that's the person that everybody goes to. I don't care if you're Betty Grind, everybody goes to Arnold and Craig Martin.
I know Craig used to always show us.
Craig has one of the most biggest hearts in the world as
Shout out to Craig, so,
Before it was called South Coast Music Group, it was called South Coast Marketing Group.
Yeah.
And I told him, he was like, the story that nobody really knows about the baby was, he was like, I remember he'll call my phone when I worked at Streets.
Yeah.
Yo, Chewy, what should I do? I'm like, you should change your name.
So you just keep it 100 with
niggas. Yeah, yeah. I was like, yo, man, people gonna be picketing your shows. You know, imagine going somewhere saying I'm Baby Jesus.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm like the first thing, my mom, like, nah. So he came back maybe about like 2 weeks later. He called me and I'm like, so did you come up with anything? He's like, the baby. I was like, You know, there's baby in Florida.
Little baby and.
No, it wasn't little baby at the time. Baby in Florida. Birdman. Yeah.
Oh, in Florida.
So I said, yo, you may want to be careful. Like, that's OG, OG. And then he was like, nah. It was a couple other things. And he was like, we going with the baby. The baby. I said, I like it.
Yeah.
And Arnold used to call me all the time because he was thinking about also signing someone else from Charlotte at the time who was on fire. That was J-Way Sosa.
Yo, that nigga's fire. Yeah. I'm a legend.
You got to remember, I used to work for Arnold. So Arnold would like call me and be like, whose song is moving high in the club right now? Who do you think is better? And I'll be like, yo, the baby got the market. He's out here with flyers. He's out here with posters.
Yeah.
And look at what he remembers. The flyer, the posters, the marketing side of things.
Right.
So it goes to show you.
The diaper.
He's one of the most hardest working men that I have seen come through, but to have that support system, like he continues to emphasize, that team, to have Arnold Taylor, to have someone like King Carter, who is, man, King Carter is, he took what he learned from his mistakes, invested it in someone else from the city, and now his own son on the way up. So
Now, King Carter always showed love. I dropped a couple street DVDs back in the day, the Black Label street DVDs. I remember.
Shout out Black Label.
Yeah, King Carter was on there, Betty Grind, Revenue, Tiny T.
Man, those are all.
Dominique Brooks.
I remember all of them used to come to 935.
Yeah.
I was too young to get in there at the time, but I used to pass out the flyers.
Yeah.
And I'd be like,
for Adolf?
Yeah, that's my uncle right there.
Yeah. Adolf used to, man, I was fucking with Adolf since Mythos. Do you remember Mythos?
I didn't go.
You probably too young for that, but I was young going in there. I'd be like 18, and he'd just see us like, come on, like, because I was with some dudes, and he just let us in.
Yeah, Adolf.
Adolf was that dude in Charlotte.
Adolf gave me opportunity that I'm going to forever be thankful for.
Yeah.
He's his own man, though, but I'll forever be thankful.
For sure. Adolf is that dude, man. Shout out to Adolf. All right, so we're going to go to this part with questions. We had some questions come in from some of the viewers, all right? So y'all just answer however y'all want to answer it. All right, so if y'all had to choose either live forever or feel no pain for the rest, like for just no pain at all, which one would you choose?
Oh, nah, B, I'm living forever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
At what age?
I mean, bro, we know what that pain feel like, though, so.
Yeah.
You can handle it. What type of pain are we talking about?
Emotional and physical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, no pain, B.
Yeah. No pain.
So you would pick no pain but not live forever?
Yeah.
What about you?
I can't live forever.
Matter of fact, I can't imagine life without pain.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Right. Life wouldn't be life without pain. So
that's why I say I want to live forever.
I feel like live forever could be.
Yeah.
That's how we grew. You feel what I'm saying?
So if you had to, so y'all all picking live forever?
Yeah.
I'm going to heaven regardless, bro.
That's how I feel.
But I'm talking about just on the physical earth.
No,
I would never
go to heaven then. If I'm here forever, I would never go to heaven.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No, I need to go to heaven.
I'll take the pain.
I'll take the pain. Like,
what about you, Goldie?
Hey, yo. Yay. Y'all is wild as shit.
Hey, yo.
I'm going to live forever.
Live forever? All right, so if you get to live forever, what age would you want to live? Like, you pick the perfect age.
Fool, you said live forever.
You said live forever, though.
But I'm saying, but what age? Like, you can, you're not.
There's no age. It's called forever.
Right, so you can live until a cutoff time. So, live until a cutoff time.
No, no, but I'm saying, like, you could pick the perfect age.
That's not forever.
Then that's not forever.
You're not going to die at that age. You just be that age forever.
Skip.
Oh, okay. I see what he's saying.
You get what I'm saying?
Say what?
He's saying you get to be that age forever.
Yes,
I'm picking.
Age.
Oh, I'm picking 25. Yeah. No, I'm picking 30. I'm picking 30.
I don't know, man. Really I'm at 30 now.
I want to. Yeah, I'll be 30 for the rest of my life.
For the rest of your life? Yeah. So you changing your answer, Meeks?
Yeah, I'll be. Yeah, I didn't know that's what you were saying.
Yeah,
I'll be 30.
You said live forever. We're thinking like.
I'll be 30
no,
for the rest
of my life.
No, I'm
not saying you're going
to
be old.
The same age, live at
you
the same
get to pick one age.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be 30 for the rest
30?
Of my life. Yeah.
You change your answer, too?
Definitely.
What age? 30?
Staying at 30.
Yeah. What about you, Goldie?
No.
Goldie got to backtrack.
Yeah, give me 34. 34?
All right.
I'm going to stay right here at 37.
37?
I got
both my boys.
Oh, my God.
Like, I wouldn't change nothing with what I got.
All right, so what about if you could know the exact date you're going to die? Would you want to know it?
Hell no.
Like if somebody could tell you on Hell this no. day you're going to die.
Yeah.
You would want to know that shit.
I do.
So I can get prepared for it.
Yeah. I got 30 days, so 2 hours.
So I know how what I need to do for my family. I need to know, you know what I'm saying, where I'm going to be at, all
see,
that.
And see, the way I think about that is, shit, I'm putting myself in position now to where I don't know what my next day going to be.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I want to already be in that position.
Well, they're going the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing.
So Chewy, you would want to know what date?
Yeah.
I don't think I would want to know
don't
that shit,
bro. Hand
me
no contract. All right, so you can be here from here to here. No.
I'm just
do you think you'd
know.
Be able to live freely knowing when what day you're going to die? Like, shit.
Well, oh, absolutely.
I'm still living.
If you tell me I'm dying in 2027, I'm living my life until 2027. No question.
I don't know if I would want to know
spending,
that shit.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You want
to? I'm buying boats.
Sir. And I'm going to put it all on my credit so that way when I die,
everybody get the money.
Everybody get it. Everybody own my assets.
Yep. Exactly right.
That's dope.
Filed me for bankruptcy the day before I die.
Yeah.
Yep. I gave it all away to my family in gifts.
Nigga Chewy crazy.
That's how the other people do it.
That's thanks, though. You got to think like them. Like those.
You got to think about leaving your wealth.
Nah, for sure.
So, you got
to. Matter of fact, all
one
y'all,
thing
y'all
we're
need...
not taught enough is credit.
I was just about to talk.
Taxes.
About. Yeah.
Loans, we're not taught that enough. So.
Yeah.
But we ain't gonna be here all day because this has already been an hour.
What we got going?
Yeah, I got, all right, what if you had to walk in on your girl cheating on you, right?
Hey, these are the type of conversations we have at the crib.
Hold on, all right, so if you had to walk in on your girl cheating on you, right?
If I had to walk in,
would you rather?
Oh, let him finish.
Yeah. I'm walking in on her cheating
let him
on
finish.
Me.
Chewy, you
let him finish.
Did you hear that?
Let him finish. Finish what you're saying.
If you had to walk in on your girl cheating on you, right? Would you rather walk in on her having sex or giving head?
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
woo. Sugar.
Shit. Hey, I'm gonna be honest, bro. I'm gonna say giving head, bro.
What?
Because, hey, but listen though, when she get that box up, when she get that box up, it's different. She gone.
What?
That's it.
Ooh,
that's it. It's different. It's different.
Belong to the streets.
Either way,
I'm
but
saying
I,
you gotta
you,
choose
yeah,
one.
You have to choose one. Yeah.
I'm not trying to see my girl get cracked. That's wild,
that's
bro.
That's what I'm saying at all. But
I don't want to see my girl get nobody
know. I trying to see her throat getting banged.
Bro,
up.
That's what I'm saying. Throw baby.
But you only got two options.
Not exactly. You only got two options. Goldie, which one you rather walk in her getting banged or giving head?
I'd rather see her getting the cheek slapped and getting the throat beat dead.
Bro, hell yeah.
Are you kidding me,
bro? Head that. To
bro,
me, I'm gonna look at it like you trying
let me tell you
to
something.
Please that nigga.
Unless the girl's a savage, if she get that box up, she really gotta be invested. I'm telling you, bro. Yo. I'm telling you, she gotta be locked in.
I'm just
it's not a random, bro.
I'm a man
only
of
the
God.
White. Hey, for real, only the white ladies
man
do the one night jump.
Yeah,
that's not
where
true.
They marry. No, I'm saying when you with somebody.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You talking from experience?
Like, no, I ain't. I mean, if I did, I never seen nobody cheat on me. So if they did it, I'm glad I don't know.
Right.
But I'm saying though, like in our community,
right?
Like a black
next question.
Bro, a black
next
woman
question.
Gotta be locked in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like he gotta like talk to her, take her out to next dinner question. When you're out of
sure,
town.
You're not going to answer that?
No, next question.
No, that's real.
No, nah, listen.
Real. Next question.
I can't see my girl getting hit, boy. That's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, that's wild.
If I had to choose, it would definitely be getting hit.
That's wild.
Because if I walked in on her giving head, I'm like, yo, you like, you're going
you mad at the dude or you mad at her?
Number one,
nah, always her.
The situation would never happen because that wouldn't be my girl.
Twin, no, what you
it's
got,
a hypothetical,
twin?
Though.
What you be, got, twin?
That wouldn't be my girl.
What you got, twin?
Nah, it's a hypothetical,
I
but...
I can't see her.
Yeah, that's wild.
What?
Yeah, bro.
Bro,
hey,
getting hit
your girl like, getting slapped is.
But time out. Here goes. Hey, so you want to walk in on your girl? You'd rather choose that, right? I'm just saying. Right. You'd rather choose that, right? Now watch this.
I'd rather that.
Watch this. As soon as you walk in on your girl, giving a dude head. Now you got to look at that man's penis.
Right.
When you walk in there.
Bro, first of all,
I don't want to see nothing.
First of all,
you think she got black?
First of all, bro, if he's clapping your girl, you're going to see everything. So
she's going to jump off.
Yeah.
That's why I said jump, don't answer, man.
Put the cover over her head.
I wouldn't want my girl doing none of that shit.
Of course.
But that's not the question.
Exactly.
Too many words.
If you had
this was a setup question.
Anywho, I'd rather see my girl give him a head because.
What's the next question?
Yeah. Next question.
All right, so this is the overrated, underrated, right?
Okay.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, he's appreciated.
He's rated.
He's appreciated.
He's rated. Right, so he's the greatest basketball player of all time.
Ever.
He's rated.
Ever. He's appreciated.
All right, my fault. So it's overrated, underrated, or neither. So y'all picking neither.
Yeah, neither.
Neither.
All right, the club.
Overrated.
True. Look at
you. Well, I'm gonna tell you why it's overrated. Right, hey, so I'm gonna tell you why it's overrated though. Listen.
True, you about to lose.
I'm about to tell you.
Day.
I'm gonna tell you why it's overrated
all right,
though.
What's up,
so
Meeks?
You go to the club.
Yeah.
You get you two bottles of 1942. That's running you $1,500.
$1,500?
You go to the ABC store and get 15 bottles of 1942, and that's $1,500 or $2,000. It's a big difference.
So you rather
for you to be at the club for it, because the club closes at 2. We don't get there till 12:30.
Facts.
You an hour and a half. Nah, you ain't even drink all the liquor.
Nah, listen, no I live a different type of life.
Yeah. So this is another one of those you can't answer. Chewy ain't answering no questions.
Yeah.
He's a Pisces. I got a different type of outlook. I'm not going to the club
popping
bottles.
The fifth.
Oh, yeah. See.
Unless it's for free, I'm not popping bottles.
Yeah.
I'm going to save that money, and I'm going to give it to my daughter or something, go do some fun stuff.
Yeah.
I may buy a drink or two that may run me like $25.
So in your experience, it would be like you'd be.
It's underappreciated.
It's underappreciated because it's working there.
Yeah, it's work for me. It's networking. Right. It's marketing. It's face to face. Like I'm not gonna just call you and be like, "Yo, let's."
You could do a lot of business.
I'm handling business. So for me,
I done spent so much club money at the club one time. I got in my car after and said, "I'm never going to the club again." And I was there the next two days.
This is the things I be trying to tell fools like him.
Yeah.
Yo, bro, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
there's nothing wrong with having the house vibes. This is the age of the house vibes.
You kick it at the house, take everybody's phone, and just be like, yo, vibe out.
If you're taking everybody's phone, that means a lot, right, Goldie? What kind of parties he having?
No, that means I just don't trust you.
Yeah.
Because everything is not for social media.
That's
because just like we talked about the first question.
Right,
the Pop Smoke.
It's either you marketing, consumer.
Yeah.
So you either watching everything I'm trying to do or sharing my moves that I don't appreciate.
And then you ain't showing everything that needs to be seen. You feel what I'm saying? So you got a quick 15-second snippet.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, nah, man. Forget that.
People see one street sign, one.
That's all they need.
One noticeable
Charlotte
thing.
Charlotte ain't so big.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We can't even move
not
like
saying
that
people going to do that here, but.
Yeah.
Other
it's
places. Yeah, oh, definitely.
Nah, we don't even move like
definitely.
That.
Definitely. Yeah.
That ain't.
But.
That's off the rip.
Yeah, we ain't got no beef like that.
We don't got no beef, but.
You don't know who might have.
You never know who has it with you because
they
may be like, oh, you like my girlfriend photo, which has happened to me numerous times.
Bro.
You like my girl photo.
Yeah.
Yo, my girl be listening to you all the time.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, bro, like, and it's happening.
Change the station.
Yeah, nah, it ain't that serious, man.
Nah, it's not,
I don't care.
Yeah.
Because that's just who I am. But everybody got passed. So when you got passed with a female or a female got passed that she never ended it with a dude.
Because niggas would not like you. If they find out you fucked a girl, and it could have been 5-6 years ago, all of a sudden they don't fuck with you no more.
It happens more than you know it. But it winds up being so funny because they wind up being some of your biggest
followers.
Follower. Like,
know everything about
they
you.
Know everything.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And it's like, yo, bro.
The niggas have become obsessed with you.
I know.
And bitches be pillow talking for all y'all niggas who don't think that. Like, she'll come back tell me everything.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm just like, yo, bro, I'm straight on all that. I'd rather chill. Yeah. I play Call of Duty. If we do a little kickback or something, it's just because we just want to vibe out and just don't want to be six dudes sitting in the house.
I definitely think this quarantine has made me realize, like, I don't really...
The importance.
Yeah.
Got to go to
the club.
That's
why I say underappreciated for the club, because I got to test out music. I got to see who hitting hard. Like, I was the first person to play Roddy Ricch. That was back in late November, early December.
Yeah.
First person.
Yeah.
I was the first person to play Lil Baby on the radio. I almost got fired for doing an interview with Lil Baby.
Yeah, I got to stick to whatever the program director says.
Yep. That's but I'll break the rule every day.
Now that,
but my numbers was good. My numbers was good.
Exactly,
I had good.
Exactly.
For what I had, I never had show promotion.
Now, do y'all get fined or something for that? Or
only if someone curse.
But let's say you play somebody's new song, like.
Oh yeah.
Matter of fact, speak on that, because local artists be getting mad at. They be like, "Yo, mad at me. Fuck this person." I'm like, "Yo, bro, please please talk on that."
I got a lot of people.
I done had niggas tell me like, "Man, that nigga Chewy don't play my shit. The local shit." I be like,
all right,
"Bro,
let me break this down for all the independent artists, and you can take this clip and you can clip it from here. All my independent artists, stop walking up to the radio personality saying, "Yo, I got this new song. Yo, I want to do this interview. Blah blah blah." Let them come to you. Let them come to you. It's okay to get information. It's okay to develop a relationship. Let the game come to you. Let people be a fan of your work. Yeah. Stop worrying about people worrying about you. Let them be a fan of your work. Yeah. J. Cole never had to beg people to do interviews.
Right.
From as far as I know. DaBaby.
But you can't play it even if you wanted to, right?
Never had to beg to do interviews. As far as a radio personality, they do not have control to, all right, I'm going to drop this song. Everything is pre-made.
The program director
makes the music for the week.
Right.
So we know which songs. Like, record labels know the add-in date is on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Wednesdays, you cannot call a record label and be like, hey, how you doing? Nah, we working. We trying to get these spins up.
Yeah.
So, independent artists, worry about DJs.
Yeah.
How many songs could be played in 1 hour? 12 to 14 songs, depending on how long and how many commercials you got.
Yeah.
Break that down. What is my greatest chance of getting my music played? They're not going to cut off Beyonce.
They're not
going to cut off the Migos. Nah. They're not going to cut off Roddy Ricch. They're not going to cut off DaBaby. They're not going to cut off Stunner for Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think, what's your best chance of being heard on the radio? Mix show DJ. They're playing 60 songs in an hour, right. Where I'm playing 13 in 1 hour. So what is your purpose of being in my face? You just want to be known? You want to do an interview?
Yeah.
Guess what? If I don't know your music, I don't got nothing to interview you on.
I only got one issue with radio DJs, which not too long ago I tried to listen to radio, and the nigga said straight off the request lines. I'm like, who the fuck requesting music on
You'll
the request
be surprised.
Line? People still call on the radio? Stop it.
Man, they used to call my show every day, every hour, on the hour.
That's still?
On the hour. My phone lines.
I can vouch
for that. But what about YouTube?
They will tell you. They will tell you, even when I take off work.
Bro, I thought that was
I used to take off work. People will call. I once had someone call the police because the radio went off.
Man, stop it.
I was in another room. I had to go pee, and I pushed down one of the pods. So it's like,
oh, it was your fault. You cut the radio off.
Yeah. Because I had to go pee. Sometimes I'll be forgetting, like, if I'm going into a transition, I got three, like a DJ. I'm playing.
Yeah.
So I forgot this song, maybe a 4-minute song.
Yeah.
I leave at the 2-minute mark. Like a dummy to go pee,
man,
or go be on the phone, go do whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
And I do like the biggest no-nos in radio, like
that dead air.
Dead air.
Yeah. Like, that's the worst shit ever.
I used to do that shit all the time. I don't do it no more now. I'm like, I feel like I'm perfect at it now. Yeah. But
what's dead air for the people who don't know? Because I have no
dead
idea.
Air means like,
give
you
them an
hear
example
nothing.
Right now.
This is what that's you hear on the radio.
Air. That's dead air.
Because a song is not playing or something's off. And I'll be in the studio like, oh, damn, I left a pod off. Or I didn't leave it in an automatic so the next thing could play.
Yeah.
So when you hear at a radio station, typically you hear a song, what they call a sweeper, where it'd be like, this is such, such from such, such. Yeah. And I listen to Power 98.
Yeah.
And psh, goes into the next song. All that's programmed.
Yeah.
And that's something that a lot of artists don't know. Yeah. Also, artists, own your music. You do not have BDS. It's pointless for you to be in my face talking about play my song. I know one of the hottest songs in Charlotte right now is not BDS. So we're playing it in the club. We're playing it on the radio. And
do you give them that information when they talk to
no,
you?
No, man, that's not my job. I'm not your manager.
Yeah.
Not your manager.
What's BDS?
BDS.
It's like basically like a system where it gets, it like it pretty much checks that it's
tells
being
you.
Playing.
It tells you it's
like
been
how many
played.
Times it's been
you know,
played.
Yeah. You know you get paid for your music playing on the radio. Yeah, that, you get paid for that.
My dog got big plaques.
It's like
too.
BMI yeah, also was BMI. And
shout out Catherine Bruton. That's one of my homegirls. She the president of BMI. Yeah. She from Charlotte too. A lot of people don't know that.
She from Charlotte. That's dope.
Have you ever heard of Hope for Harvest? That's Catherine Bruton.
Dropping bombs.
Yeah. Meek's quiet over there.
Because it's a different world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
got no idea what you're
talking about. How do you Cole called Catherine Bruton.
How do you feel about Meek, sir? This is a question for you. How do you feel about the NBA stopping?
I mean, honestly, bro, I feel like they... I feel like they should have did it more than one day.
What you mean?
Because they're coming back.
Boycotting.
Now.
Are they coming back?
Yeah.
They played tonight.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they're playing today.
Giannis just went to the semifinals. But you gotta remember though,
Miami.
What they didn't talk about was the outcome of the boycott. Did you know that because of the boycott, they got every stadium, every arena is a voting location now.
Correct.
How come that's not blasted everywhere?
It was blasted, it's just that it was flushed.
Yeah,
we busy talking about Black Lives Matter, and we busy talking about Bozeman right now. We're not really talking about.
That's true.
We're talking about Jacob.
Yeah.
No disrespect. Right, we're talking about Jacob Blake, but that what LeBron and all them fought for.
Yeah,
they're making sure all the employees that work for a team are registered. So that boycott wasn't in void.
Right.
But I can understand his frustration where it's like.
Yeah.
A lot of people just don't know about it. He probably just like finding out.
And it's crazy because I said that to some people in the shop and on the chat. It was like, yo, them boys probably did something behind closed doors that don't a lot of people know about.
Yeah, they definitely working. Like,
yeah.
No, they definitely working. But I just feel like in the public eye.
Yeah.
Should have been a little longer.
The one day only threw
the
TV stations off one time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if we're trying to make a statement, it's got to be...
That bread.
And that may involve us losing money. That may involve.
That's a lot of money.
I didn't want the NBA to come back in all the sports. Like when we, because I felt like we were just rolling. Like everything was moving in the right direction and bringing sports and shit back. Like takes eyes off of what's really the problem
right
now.
And you got to remember though, they definitely carrying that flag, man. The NBA is doing.
Yeah, I like the jersey statement.
Oh
yeah,
man. They're doing a great job.
First class.
Meech, you still be keeping in touch with a lot of players?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
He be still playing them. He still be dunking on them and everything.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Keep your eyes open, my dog.
He can actually dunk now. He can dunk. He can dunk.
Okay.
My dog can shoot them threes on y'all, boy. That boy got versatile.
Do you think the game changed for big men?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did that hinder you in any way?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if it was the way it used to be, I would have been
for sure
top 10.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Coming out of school, but.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just got to adjust. You got to look at the drawing board and pick your poison. So that's what I've been doing. Because
you got in shape.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Boy lost all that.
So hopefully it'll just the year. I think it is, but whatever God got for me, bro.
How do you feel about COVID fucking up for, like, high school players that's trying to get drafted or like, scouted? And
I mean, bro, honestly, I mean, you can't control that.
But is there a way, do you know of anything that they could do?
I think that a lot of people are going to get extra eligibility.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, that would be smart. That would be the smart thing to do.
And they for sure
it.
In college,
they deserve
I think that those guys are going to get an extra year.
Yeah.
I think it might throw off a lot of stuff, but I think it's worth it because you're playing with people's livelihoods, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. What do you think about a lot of the young boys wanted to go to HBCU instead of going to, because you went to Carolina.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a chance, like, and me, I try not to tell somebody how to live their life. Like, whatever you do, that's on you. Like, you've been balling your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Was it your dream to go to Carolina? Or did you just want to play for a team that you could compete with?
I mean, my dream was always to just go to a high Division I school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I knew that I could do it.
Yeah.
With the team I had around me and my coaching staff. And, I mean, I could have went to any private school in high school.
Yeah.
But I decided to stay in my neighborhood. And
because you were all American McDonald's.
Big baby.
Yeah.
That's what we called him in the hood. Yeah. Big baby.
Mm-hmm. So then, like, so you had a couple offers and you just picked to go to Carolina?
I mean, I had like 60, 70.
God damn.
Yeah.
McDonald's All American.
Yeah.
Meeks.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it was, I mean, it was cool at the time.
How was it rocking with Roy Williams?
Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, we had our ups and downs, but
yeah,
that was just a part of our journey to winning it all. So.
Right. Now, would you have, well, I ain't going to put it on you. How do you feel about these young boys wanting to go to HBCUs instead of, like, big name colleges, I guess? Or, and I ain't going to say big names, but, like, you know.
Well, I think, like.
You said it right, because, I mean, yeah, I went to Tuskegee, yeah. So, I mean, it's a difference wanting to go to a HBCU versus wanting to go to, like you said, a big name or a highly publicized school.
Yeah, well, I don't think it matters either way. I think if your talent is outstanding, then you're going to get seen regardless. Same thing with Ben Wallace, those type of guys who went to those schools. John Morant, those guys.
So they're going to make it to the NBA regardless, so they might as well.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to matter. Yeah, it's not going to matter.
That's actually if you going, move.
Especially like Mikey and those guys, if you're going to go.
I hope Mikey.
That's what I was thinking about.
I hope he go to Livingstone.
Nah.
I hope he was hanging around Salisbury.
Yeah, go to A&T or something like that.
I would love for him to go to HBCU.
Yeah.
Because you know he's going
to. He's going to go to NBA regardless, so do that 1 year and go there, right?
It's like, yo, your legacy will be 10 times bigger. You know what I mean? Like, million times bigger.
Yeah.
That's big facts.
Yeah.
True, we got to get out of here, right?
Yeah, man. I'm making sure we answer everything.
Nah, I appreciate it. We done right now. So plug y'all Instagrams. Where can they find y'all at?
Oh, at A7Meeks03.
No underscores, no nothing?
No.
All right. Chewy?
I am Chewy5.
Goldie?
Cuts by Goldie.
We at Mez Black Label or Mez Drinks and Chill. I appreciate y'all.
No, man. Congratulations. 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, anniversary, man. Yeah. Thank you, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you. 1 year.
Big time.
Didn't give up on his dreams.
Definitely did.
And it's still got to get bigger and better. Yeah. And they got hate on it.
They definitely going to do that, man.
You don't say what you do?
What?
Keep being you.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't never going to stop that.
That one thing. That one thing. You got to have a lot of haters, a lot of naysayers, a lot of downfalls, a lot of bumps in the road, a lot of brick walls you got to go through or around. Yeah. Don't give up, man. Like, don't give up.
1 year in.
1 year. It may be your 10th year, but once you get there.
Yeah. How long was you rocking before you hit your, like, before the whole city knew you?
Man, I don't 60 know.
60 days.
Like, that I'm about to say, because Chewy looked like he came out of nowhere and just.
I don't know.
Nah, it took him a minute, though. To get on the radio. I think he was my thing was.
I don't
was,
think I wanted radio though.
Yeah, but he was well known because he was like DJing at the club.
Yeah, I was doing. That's how I first knew. I was turning up 935 on a Thursday.
Yeah,
I had the number one party. I had grown ass people, women in their 30s coming on a Thursday.
Yeah.
I had grown ass men, ball players, Antoine Jameson. I don't want to say no name, but a lot of real NBA players. I was the first person to have Chief Keef here. I was the first person to have Migos here.
Was that an all-white party?
Yeah.
I remember that.
I was the first person to have... No, Future came by somebody else. I was the first person to have a lot of these names that y'all see at a college party.
Yeah.
Like, in North Carolina, like, and it's documented.
Yeah.
Like, I could drop a clip.
Blessings. Any
day. Blessings, big for blessings. Real, man. True, I appreciate you pulling up, man. That means a lot. Goldie, thank you for bringing them through. Meeks. Yeah. I appreciate
absolutely,
you coming
brother.
Through, man.
Yeah.
Now I go to Top Golf.
And we're going to keep it Charlotte with y'all right now. We got J-Way Sosa with Shit Together. This is one of them shows that took over
I
the
city. I bet y'all can rap every word for this.
I would tell you to rap.
We don't want to hear that.
Thank you, Meeks.
I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, no.
We're going to cut his mic off. So
I'm going to do it anyway.
Franchise, man.
We had to fight for this song to get played on the radio. Streets 133, I promise you. Shout out Medi Med. Oh, Medi Med is one of the greatest people that opened up the door for everybody. I bet with my legal, I can make a fortune. As good as money. Drop a couple racks and agitation, feel it important. Why? She know I'm starting. Everything I live and breathe, just want to be success. Gotta be. Wake up every morning, grab it, take my address. The Franklin Pally, yeah, the Franklin Pally. And my niggas still about whatever. Hey. I'm so clever, I be fly forever. I'm a Jesus pieces like a mirror. All these hoes ever really wanted was a nigga with a shit together. A nigga with a shit together. Swear I hate that.
take no more losses. Surrounding myself with a circle of bosses. Pray for my heart, I got ice on my cross. Best pussy with caution. And I know how to get it out the mud. Even though they ain't never sold them, all I ever hear is rappers say they moving drugs. Life make it tighten up and cause a rapper to life. If I told you what it really was, you ain't even met the plug. Chopper stashed in them trap houses by the dust, y'all got my fuzz. Beginning to finish, bitch, say fuck your feelings. My pocket's replenished, we came out the trenches. We wrestled on sacks, so cold on the business. We see what I'm whipping, she wanna get in it. Pass, I gotta stretch. Stretch. Wake up to a jug and grab the bags from out the dress. It's really good, but you're broken, it look like it's stress. We chasing the cash and my niggas still got what up. I'm here with my legal, I can make a fortune. As good as money, drop a couple racks and agitation, feeling important. Why? She know I'm stunning. Everything I live and breathe, just wanna be successful. Gotta be. Hey. Wake up every morning, grab the sack from my address. The Franklin Pilot, and my niggas still about whatever. I can't think about it, chasing number bodies now. I'm reading.